Thank you. My name is Mahmoud. I'm an addict from Egypt. This is like just a moment of silence. Thank you. I want to be honest because I want to be happy after this. I don't want to impress anyone, or I just want to be me. And this was my main problem when I came here. I came to Narcotics Anonymous on 19th of February 2005, and I was 18 years old. I remember when I was young and I don't belong to anyone, and even I have a good family. I don't know what's the meaning of family, by the way. I don't know what's the meaning of a good family or loving family, but now I have to do a good family as I have a daughter and son now. But honestly, I didn't even belong to them when I was really young. And I wrote a paper. I think I was in 10 years old, and I wrote a paper. I need my real parent. You are not, guys, not my real parent. You are not my real sister. You are not my real brother. And I kept putting my secret place. And in years gone by, and whatever, guys, I don't know that's the meaning of wearing masks when I was young, really, because I have to be polite, I have to do things good, I have to do sports, and I did all. I did all what others want. I cannot say no to anyone, I cannot say anything. And I got abused when I was a child, and I think my childhood wasn't the best one. From outside, it sounds good, normal, everything is perfect, I have family, I'm successful in sports, I took medals. But in my deep inside, I was, you are not enough, you are not adequate, inadequacy. And and this was really scared, because I was really young, and I tried to be a good student, you know, I act as a good player, I tried, but I can't. Till the drugs, I don't remember, but I remember we were in a house, and I start in a, you know, I'm from Egypt, and it's a bit little different culture, but it's okay, you know. I have a Christian friend, and it's normal to have a glasses, bottle of wine. And so I was having a lesson after the school, and I was like 12 years, I think. And I told him, what's this bottle? Let's bring some, and we start drinking. And his dad came in the second day and punished him. And this. And I remember the second weird thing I have done in Egypt. We have someone, I don't know, you don't have it here in Europe, but it's the man who watch the building, you know. He lives under the building. He has a son. Usually they are really, yeah, poor somehow. And I asked him, do you have drugs? And I remember that day, I was like on primary school, and I was wearing my bag, and he was giving this kind of pills in a brown jar. I don't know if you're familiar with this kind of drug, and it's in Egypt called the cross, you know. And I took one and third, and I thought I will do something. And I went home, I slept on the street on that day. I went home next day. I don't know what happened, and I told my dad a fake story as usual. And then I start focus. There's something here, magnet. I will do anything for this, and I start smoking in my team. And I remember that day, because I was a good player, I didn't travel with my family due to the matches, you know, this kind, and have like a tournament, I have to. So it was really a good excuse to live alone. And he caught me, the captain, while I was smoking weed and kicked me out of the. But I kept remember that I told everyone this is how it's a corruption. He doesn't want me, you know, a fake stories. Before introducing to drugs, I did mysterious things, like I was stealing from the house of my friends. I don't know why. I do these things. I remember the first, I wanted to be generous with my sister. So I stole him my brother. I opened his safe box and I took money in order to invite my sister for a dinner box, Kentucky. And this is the things that I love my sister more than my brother. So I will, you know, she deserved to have I have this, all of these beliefs. I don't know how it comes to my mind. But and then the drugs come very quick. I wanted to be accepted. I wanted to be courage. I don't wanted to have this fear. I don't wanted to have this kind of shy, and I felt more stronger. And I took drugs, and I remember 14 or something, and I took drugs, really heavy drugs. And 1 year later, I was injection my hands, and it didn't take me a while to reach it. I left my home and I slept on the streets. There is a sporting club near my home, and it has a kids area. I usually have a sliding, you know, this kids sliding. I usually sleep there. Because my dad was really tough, so whatever the authority he needs or power, so I will not live here. Go away. You came after 12, go away. So we did it in a good terms. And I, as I told earlier, I felt also in default in me that no, this is not my right place, this is not my right school, this is not my right family. I wanna feel things, different things. I wanna be a different person. I will create this life. And drugs helped me to create this life in the beginning. And I was a dealer, because I was really young and I cannot work, so I bought drugs and I started selling drugs in early stage in my life. Until one day I found I have a number on a wall in my neighborhood, that my phone number, so everyone is calling, and I put them in a queue, and I'm leaving family. And so it was frightening on my side. All these days I was really scared, and I tried to engage people. I would love to control people. But this is not true. I was fake. And one day I remember, and as usual, I got fought at home, and they are screaming. They put like a steel door, you know, guys. It's not a wood door. My dad bought a new steel door in order not to get me in. And he not arrested me, but he put me in a balcony where in the first floor. So I jumped and I ran away from home again. And it was crazy. And And I can't stop. At that moment, I felt I'm in a, I can't stop. It's not, I don't know when, but I remember that I was taking a taxi drive and I was sniffing something, and he called me, "Hey, Eric," but we have a different, difficult words in Arabic, really. It hits your pride, it kills your ego. And he called me this, like, "Motherfucker, this is a normal one, you know?" And because I was having this on my mind, and it was like 3, 4 a.m., and he left me out, and he didn't want to take the fare, and he told me, "Kid, go fuck yourself. I will not take you to the destination." And I remember another day I was in a Bedouin, because we usually take drugs from a desert in Egypt. We have a lot of sand in Egypt, not this greenery. And I was buying it from one of the Bedouin, and the government came, and I tried to hide in a hole. But the son, and because there is a tradition there, the sons and of these Bedouins, they start hitting me with rocks, and until I get injured, and the blood still, but I can't shout, because the police were out of the road, so I have to be, and they saw me, so they start keeping. And after, I remember that on that day, I walked like 7 kilos to get back home from the desert, and this is was alive. This is the source. I bring more drugs with cheap price in order to sell it in my capital, Cairo, and this is how it works in order to live in the last days. And I got arrested. I've been beaten because my dad has a good title in the police, and so I can usually be, okay, we will try to figure it out and let your son go out. And January 2005, I was on the fourth floor in a city called Alexandria. I wanted to throw myself out from the balcony. I put my leg, and I wanted to die. I wanted to jump in a very tiny street. There is no hope. This is like 2 weeks before I came to this program, and I think I'm done. And I kept, I was a crier. I was taking drugs alone at the end. I don't have friends. Even my girlfriend left me at the end, because I was really, how can I say? I know my wife since we were in high school, since I was 15. And she is the mom of my dad, my son, and my daughter. And so I don't have a big world, because this is a woman, so I have to have a woman. This is a woman, and this is me, and this is a world. I don't have else. Only I have one friend also, and that's it. Only one from the gender, you know, and it's getting tight for a child that has 18 years. He wants to live life, wants to go trips, to go party. I didn't have this chance. I was, all my colleagues at school was going to birthday parties to go, and I was taking drugs alone. And you got this reputation. This is bad. Don't sit with him. This is bad. He will steal you. This is bad. He smelled fucking awful. So I was living alone, and I was hiding, and when people tried to tell me this, I was getting more away, getting far away. Then every circle is trying to tell me, "You will die." I got 2 overdoses, and I remember there is a neighbor on my building took me and tell me, you were in a hospital, and try to, but I can't listen. I can't listen. Till one day, seriously, it's as written in the basic text. I was in the mirror. I was, in the last 3 months of my using, I was talking to myself louder what the hell you are doing? I try to bring a knife in order to, you know, punish myself. Sometimes I hurt my leg. Stop doing this. What are you doing? Now you are crossing the borders. You know, this, I don't know if it's a conscious or what, but it was inside me trying to alert me. Hey, enough. But this voice killed. When I was looking in deep in order to listen to this voice, it's killed. I don't know where is it. And the day before I came, and I had drugs, and I was screaming in a mini square in my country, and I was crying, and I went home. I need home. I need shower. Sorry, I need to sleep. That's enough. And I remember that day I went there. The bathroom or the WC, whatever, was the safest place for me. I was staying there for 3 hours, 5 hours a day. So I kept there for 4 hours, looking to the mirror, talking to myself, and for the first time, what else? What we gonna do? And I didn't find the answer. For the first time, I didn't find the answer of myself. They're telling me, oh, we'll do this, we'll run away, we'll sleep on this, we'll steal this. And because I became a thief. I became a thief. I was stealing and anything in order to make it. And what I will do? I didn't get the answer from the mirror. Seriously, what should I do now? I was been talking to myself for hours. And I get out of the bathroom and I told myself. In the early weeks, they try to bring, you know, in Egypt, they bring a hospital in order to take you to the hospital. So I was also bribed the house guard. If the car came, call me. I will not come home at that day. But that day I told them I need help. And my dad took me to the detox. And 19th of February is my birthday of my sister. And I remember I was 18 years old and 6 months. And they were carrying me. I couldn't able to walk. When I walked on the ladder, I fallen and I hurt myself. So two people from the hospital was carrying me like a grandma. I couldn't walk, and physically I was fucked up, and spiritually I was fucked up, and mentally, at the end I was talking to myself for months, and then I jumped to the NA, and it wasn't the best welcome ever. I was maybe one of the three youngest people in my region at that time. Most of them are above 40 years old. So this is how we relate to young addict. So it was really tough. I don't like the cafe. I don't like the sitting. They were really boring. I want to go dancing. I want to catch what I have missed. All my teenagers now are going there, traveling, go to the coastal beaches. And the guys telling me, stay with them after the meeting, stand in the cafe with old guys. Sorry. And they are usually complaining about family, and I don't have even a family. I don't know what this. But I kept staying because I was listening from my heart. Till now I can't, I have a difficulty in order to have a good eye contact. And because I was usually sitting at the end of the room, listening to people from my heart. So I feel I relate to them. I relate to these people. Maybe they are older than me, but I have this feeling. What's these similarities of how I feel, how I relate, how I'm acting with my dad, how I do this, how I'm afraid of this, how I'm acting with responsibilities. It was, what? I'm same. And at that days, I was 50 days clean, and my best friend at that time has 53 years old, seriously. And we were going to the 90 meetings together. I was the youngest of his youngest son, and one of the third of us, we had a call. We usually meet in a meeting point, and then we go share the taxi to the meeting. And we had a call from his wife after the meeting. Where is Ahmed? And she told Ahmed he died in the bathroom. What? I called him at 4, and the meeting was at 6, and at that time I was like 53 days clean, and I discovered people are still dying, maybe inside our rooms, but I felt, wow, it's far. Maybe he's taking too much. No, I was admitting that I have a problem, but in order to admit that I have a disease, it took me a while. When I was a child, when I came to NIA, it took me a while to admit that I have a disease. But I have a problem with drugs, yes, sure. But the disease took me 2 years to admit. Inside the rooms, I didn't take drugs, but struggling in order to let it in, to admit that I am powerless also. What? 18 years old, I'm not powerless. I can walk on the wall, you know, I can jump from the balcony, no. And, but I kept listening. I couldn't share in the beginning. I couldn't. I can't talk. I remember when I have a 1 year clean in my celebration, the share person with me, stop, man. That's okay. That's enough. Because I couldn't speak. I can speak. I'm wondering now, why are you interested in my, I don't know. It's quick actions. I went to school. I finished my school. I didn't cheat. Yeah. I didn't cheat. I didn't steal. I didn't lie. This was my main objectives. I put on my wardrobe, you know, I don't want to steal. I don't want to lie today. I don't want to say bad words again. I don't want to take anything that I don't have. And I kept live this life for a year and whatever of ideas I have. And then surprisingly, I discovered that I have a brother that is using, sleeping in the same room. I thought in the beginning he is a user, but all of a sudden I found him. By the way, I have a story. When I was selling drugs, I saw him was trying to buy from me, but he was sending one of his friends, because he's my elder brother, and in Egypt this is a kind of tradition. You're all, you know, you are the smallest, you have to go to the old, and yeah. So then I faced something when I was young. What should I do when I have to do a step working guide? You know, this book, I have to answer the question. So I was scared. My sponsor has like using 30 years. I'm not even 20 years old. How can we? So I tried write fake stories in the beginning. I did this. I took like 15 grams of heroin, you know. And I sat with him when I was like 9 months, and I clean, and I told him, man, I have a problem. I can't relate. I love you guys, but I am not like you. I love you seriously, but you can't understand what I'm facing. You are boring. Guys, sorry, you are boring. I can't continue. I don't relate to you. And I kept looking in my region for anyone who is below 20. Or 20 years old, and I found someone. And then the magic started. Till an old man came to me and told me, you know, I will envy you because you got clean early. And you will envy me because I took drugs more than you. But at the end, I'm now 1 year clean, and you are now 1 year clean. I'm now 53 years old, and you are now 19 years old. You still have a life. 5 years later, I have to take care of medicine. And this man, like, what? You know, And I believe my higher power at that time opened my mind, because it took time to get these words inside your heart, in your veins, in order to feel it in your chest, in order to believe it, you know, because this is, I don't listen. So in the beginning of my life, and I went to do a service, 9 months. I wanted to belong, because as I told, I don't belong. And Susie, you told me, do service for your dad. I was preparing a tea for afternoon for him for 6 months. I don't talk. I just put the tea and leave. Well, I wash the dishes and leave. Because I can't talk, you know, I just do it. And services saved my life, seriously. Inside my home, and first and outside in the rooms. And I'm doing service here in EDM, and I cannot imagine one day that the guy from Egypt sleeping on streets, selling drugs, that will come to Rotterdam, speak one day. And this is life, it's beyond my, I cannot believe this. I try to be right, so I start writing. In the beginning of my 5 years, I couldn't speak to my sponsor, so we agreed that I will write things in order to call him, tell these things. Because when I call anyone, I create different stories, you know. I cannot focus on the moment. I cannot focus. So I start writing this. And I kept doing this. And it works. And all of a sudden, and I finished the steps on when I was 9 years clean. And I start doing sponsorship since that date. I'm sponsoring around 15 or 16, I don't remember, but I have a good bunch of men, really older than me. And then there is another language came to my heart, regardless of age, of religion. I have now a sponsor, maybe he's older than my dad or my age of my dad. But I respect him. The previous sponsor also has no... It's not in my country, it's not my religion, it's not my... But I love you, you know, I feel sometimes it's... I don't know how to... in English, because it's not my first language, but seriously, I don't know how to say it, but I got healing here. You guys can heal me. You guys let me love myself. I didn't love me. I love myself, and I married here. I raise up in, I usually have a word in my speaker, but I raise up in any, not in my home. And I was 18 years kid. I got a school, I got university, I got a master degree, I got work, I got engaged, I got a son, I got a daughter. Everything happened in NA. And I was fucked up sleeping on streets. So I felt that I owe NA. I will serve this logo in everywhere. I went to Oman, I went to Bahrain, I went to Dubai, and whatever. And I feel also, the last thing for young, I still have a moment. I have friends, when I got clean, young like me, but they died. You can be able to wait till the miracle happen. I know how it's getting fast in your mind. I know how it's, you are boring. I don't know how you are sitting 1 hour and a half. I feel, you know, I can't, I need to walk. I'm this kind. I don't know if it's ADID or whatever you call it, but I'm still going to the party. I will, you know, I have these ideas. I want to go clubbing. I know I'm not young. I'm not old. And I'm a team leader for 10 people at my work. And usually I feel, no, guys, I'm Gen Z. And I'm Gen Alpha now. So it's just a number. Just be yourself. Enjoy the recovery and get the freedom. This logo gives a lot of freedom and promises. And I like to be free. I love to be free. I don't want others how they are thinking of me. I want to get out of me. I don't want it to be fake anymore. I want to be a real man. This is what I asked my sponsor 2 days ago. I want to be a real man. A good man. stop being fragile because I feel I'm fragile and I always cry. I feel I need support. I need to gain attention. I need this kind of acceptance from others. So, yeah, it's worth it. It's worth it, this life, seriously. And I thanks for this person I met in my first year. Not all of here will be clean, but I wish I will be clean. This is what I learned also from my first sponsor. Not all of the rooms members will be clean. Only people who are working these steps from internally, from inside, not from outside as a clown. A lot of clowns around us, seriously. We can catch them, we see them. But in order to be honest, to be you, takes years. I'm glad, thanks Allah for this. And I love you all and I hope you a good day. Thank you.